Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, my name is Kitty, and you are listening to a Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Today, I'd like to talk about the love of pets. Do you have a pet? What species is it? And have you had it a long time in your life, or is it a new pet? And what does your pet mean to you? So many questions, I know. However, these are questions I've been considering, and I thought it would be good to chat about them on a Stay Healthy podcast. Pets feature in so many people's lives, and they're huge parts of the family, aren't they? Some people consider their pets to be their children or their loved ones as well. That is not at all weird, in my opinion. If you really consider what's happened in the last few years across the globe and what's happening now, it's been really difficult for obvious reasons to maybe be physically close to somebody, to be near people you admire or you love or you cherish due to any restrictions you may have had. Some of our loved ones live so far away from us, and it wasn't possible to be in touch with them other than virtually. Now, nowadays, we can get back to being in touch with people physically, which is fabulous. But when you're at home on your own, if you live alone, what do you do? Pets, in a way, do so much more for us than we truly realise. Being a pet owner, or in my case, a cat owner, or as I call it, a cat parent, is such a wonderful thing. Pets are non-judgmental. They offer unconditional love. They bring joy to your daily life. They spend time with you and occasionally bring you presents. My cat brings me leaves, rodents and other things at times. Indeed, pets are rather wondrous creatures of the non-human variety. Sentient beings they are. If you feel happy or sad, your pets can help you in their own way, and that can be quite comforting. If you live on your own, or you're isolated for some reason, having something else to care for helps you personally in your life. They give you a reason to get out of bed in the morning, and so many other reasons too. Some people have cats and dogs for pets. Others have different creatures as well, be it reptiles, Others have such different creatures as pets, be it reptiles, arachnids, insects, fish, birds, or other fauna. I've been speaking to a friend and we were chatting about pets in general. And my friend Pete doesn't have any pets as such as he feels he's out at work far too long and he also lives in a high-rise flat in London. He said he would love to have a pet. And given his circumstances, he sat and thought what else he could do instead, to give him something to nurture, to care about and generally spend time with. Well, he came up with a unique idea of plants. And he told me how he considered his plants to be his pets. He expressed to me that caring for his plants, noticing the changes in their appearance day to day, spending time repotting them and watering them, nurturing them by talking to them was something which was really important to him. He said he found himself making sure they had the correct amount of sunshine and shade and water. He also grows tomatoes and salad leaves and little flowers on his balcony, and he said it had been so nice to do that for the first time, and that he was doing it again next year. This has been such an important thing for Pete in the last year, and I'm so delighted he's embraced a new form of keeping pets, even though they're pets not in the usual sense that most of us would consider. So, it seems that pets can be other things than the traditional sorts of pet. That's a thought, isn't it? I rather like that concept. What is clear is that pets can bring so many benefits to your life from both a physical and mental perspective. whether that is taking your pet for a walk and getting exercise for you too, or spending outside time with your pet, getting fresh air. It's such a positive thing, isn't it? Gaining the mutual benefit of nurturing and caring for your pet. Getting the results back of love. A reward of appreciation, togetherness and just plain loveliness is something which is hard to measure. Pets are so beneficial to your mental and physical health. For example, stroking an animal has been scientifically proven to lower stress and help with your stress levels, lowering your blood pressure, bringing gratefulness and positivity to your life, giving you hope for the future, and the willingness to try your absolute best in your life path. Pets console you when you're sad. They're someone to share your thoughts or successes with if you don't have a human around, or you can't articulate your thoughts to a fellow human at the time. In a nutshell, whatever sort of pet you have, consider them as part of your health and well-being strategy, as well as being good friends and loving, non-judgmental bodies in your life. Pets are for life, not just for Christmas. Please care for your pets in the proper way, and if you're having difficulty managing their care for health or financial or social reasons, please do ask somebody for help from the appropriate organisation if you need to. There are people who can help. That's it for now. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast. My name is Kitty. Listen out for the next podcast.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.